Very good. And where are you calling me from?
I am calling from Kandahar, Afghanistan.
All right. So that becomes a long-distance call, doesn't it?
Definitely.
further than Bonifay to the Pontiac, huh?
Definitely. Much further.
Yeah.
The roads aren't nearly as good either.
Tell us a little bit about your story. It is a fascinating story of your Army career.
Well, I joined the Army when I was 18 years old, right out of high school. There are a lot of people that join for different reasons, but I just always had a heart to serve, and I wanted to serve my country, so that was my reason for joining. I was stationed in Fort Benning, and I met my husband there, and we married. We went to Germany, and then we came back, and I was at Fort Knox, and then I realized that that being in the Army was a very demanding job, and I thought that there was something that might be just a little more important, and that was being a mother. So I wanted to be a mother, and I did not think that I could do mothering well with the Army demanding so much of me. I knew the Army would demand more than my child would. So I decided to get out and be a mother, even though I loved the Army. So I did not really get to deploy or serve my country except for just my tour in Germany. So I just left that behind and was a mother and was a very happy mother, and got a postcard in the mail from the National Guard, Army National Guard, saying, "We'd really like to talk to you about joining." And I knew whenever I got the card that it was something I really missed.
Yeah.
So it didn't take me long to take them up on their offer and go in the National Guard. And I really, really enjoyed the National Guard. It was a great family. And I served the soldiers of the state on something called a mobilization team. I got soldiers ready to mobilize. While I was serving in the National Guard, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So the National Guard was very good to me, took good care of me and my family during that process. And when I was serving in the National Guard and going through recovery from cancer, I started thinking about what else I might want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I would like to be a medical records coder, and went to school to be a coder while I was serving in the Army National Guard, mobilizing soldiers. I wanted to deploy, and I started talking about deploying, and they kept saying, "Nope, you're just in that window still from recovery for cancer. You have to at least have 5 years behind you before you're able to deploy." So I busted soldiers for deployment, prayed for them, and even sang at ceremonies for them. But my heart was real heavy because I still wanted to deploy and I wanted to serve my country. And then we decided that we wanted to move back to Florida, which is where I came from. I graduated from Branford, Florida, but we moved back to the Panhandle. And I couldn't find a National Guard unit down there because the National Guard units there are infantry. And so I transferred to the Army Reserve. So that gave me a complete experience with the Army, with the active duty reserve and National Guard all together. And I served in the reserve and in a little unit called the 576 Transportation Detachment in Panama City. And I was really excited to be a part of that unit. And then they got a call to deploy, and I didn't have a slot on the battle roster for my commander to take me. And I just begged him. I said, "Please, please, you've got to have an admin NCO. You know you want to take me." And he said, "Sergeant Holton, if I could take anybody in a slot, it would be you. But you have to be transportation to go." So once again, I was disappointed I wasn't able to deploy. And I just kind of stayed in the background, made sure that the soldiers' paperwork was all ready and that they were able to go through their mob station and everything. And I had... they were just about 3 months, I think, from leaving when I got a call that, actually an email saying that they were looking at me for deployment. And I was really surprised because I thought still that I was ineligible to deploy because of the cancer. So I thought, well, you know, I really want to do this, so I went through the SRP process. And when they said, yeah, you're outside your window now, so we don't have any issues, you can go ahead and deploy, I was really happy because it was something I always wanted to do, a chance to serve my country. And after my cancer, a chance to make a difference, because that's what I want to do with my life, to make a difference.
Fantastic. And I tell you, the what are you doing now in Afghanistan? What's the work there you do?
Well, I was, and when I first got here, I served on something called the Reception Staging and Onward Movement Team, and we were set up to process the surge of soldiers that have come for the buildup over here, and so we were responsible for picking them up from the plane and making sure they had the training and things that they needed. And there wasn't an RSO team over here when we got here, so it was created and run by 12 soldiers, which is pretty amazing. And then whenever that mission was finished and we handed that off to the permanent group that would be doing it, they decided that they were going to set up a regional support group over here, also for the first time, which would be the base operations of the Garrison Command for Kandahar Airfield. And so the 12 of us moved over to that headquarters, and I became the S1 NCOIC, or the non-commissioned officer in charge. And our job as a provisional RSG was to set up the headquarters and the equipment and everything that the RSG, which is a reserve unit coming from the states, would need in order to do their job when they got here. So they would just fall into the equipment and all the supplies and all the processes and everything set up perfectly, so when they got here, they could hit the ground running. So that's what I've been doing.
That's great.
Since
and
I got here.
Where do you live here in the Panhandle? Where's home?
I live in Bonifay, Florida.
All right. Right downtown Bonifay, or sort of on the outside?
I live by the railroad track in Bonifay, and right outside the city limits, actually.
Okay.
Barely outside. You know, barely outside the city limits where you can't get cable and all that kind of stuff. That's
all
right.
That good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you get cable in Afghanistan?
Well, you know what? Some of them may get cable, but I don't even try to get cable.
Yeah,
I like to read books, and I try to stay busy.
Yeah, that's great. But we have enjoyed our visit with you and wish we had longer, but we've got to get into CBS News here. But, again,
can I just make one more thing?
Sure.
One of the most important thing that I'm involved in right now is I'm doing a project to get school supplies sent over here for the children in Afghanistan, because we believe that education is one of the best ways that we can help this country, and that and one of the things I believe is if you change the life of a child, you change the world. And so I would love to have people give school supplies, send them over here to Kandahar to help this cause.
Very good. Is there any specific way they can do that?
Yes, they can. They can send it to a mailing address, if I can go ahead and give that to you.
Sure.
If you can send it to Peter Warrick, it's W-O-R-E-C-K, and it's 826th Ordnance, or OD, Company, Platoon 1, and that's APOAE-09355. And we're gathering them for distribution to the children here. I've met with some leaders here already so that they can give those out to the children at the schools.
Okay.
That and teacher supplies.
Here's what I have. Peter Warrick, W-O-R-E-C-K, 826
right.
OD Company, Platoon 1, APOAE-09355.
That is wonderful. Perfect.
All right. Very good. We hope folks will do that. And thank you again for taking time being with us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, and our best to all in Afghanistan serving us. We appreciate you. Thank you.
I will
so much.
Tell them that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye now. You've been listening to Sergeant First Class Elaine Holton. coming in live from Afghanistan this morning. We thank her for her time. We join CBS News in progress. Marty will be along with the country store to buy, sell, and trade right after this.